Thin Lizzy fans out there. Yes, that is an instrumental version of Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed. Probably recorded during the jailbreak sessions. They were very close together. Both, I think they were both at the same studio with the same producer. So, yeah, we are listening to Thin Lizzy's 1976 CD collection, and has some great tracks on there. Some actually, some of the acoustic versions are actually, I find them a little more, you know, different. I won't say better. I mean, that's, you know, it's not really my place to say what's better or worse, but definitely different. So that one's called Funky Job. And that, I'm not going to look at the details here. A demo version of Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed. So it would have come out probably roughly around the same time as Jailbreak. Also in there you had Live Santana in South America, Sacred Fire, Samba Party. And that was, yeah, it came out in 1993. Angel from the Coast, a alternate version from 1976 compilation. And then Romeo and the Lonely Girl, acoustic version. Off disc 3 of the 1976 compilation. Hope you're enjoying this, Thin Lizzy. If you're not a Thin Lizzy fan, shame on you, but it is the way of the world. And, yeah, a very influential band on many bands that are since come about. What have we got next? All right, we got some Steve Morse band from his 2025 album Triangulation. This one features two of my favorite guitarists, if you include Steve himself. Eric Johnson plays on this one, and it is a track called Texas. There we go. That makes it. It's a little bit of a you know, a tongue twister for us Northerners. So, yeah, this is Mr. Eric Johnson on guitar and Steve Morse on guitar right here on the House of Prog.
You're listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prof. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m.
A starry night, a campfire light, a coyote call, and the howling winds.
We'll be right back.
little bit scary music.
That is Mr. Mark Johnson and Bass Desires, and a little track by the name of Crossing the Corpus Callosum. Interesting name. Bass Desires, 1987, Second Sight. I think Bill Frisell is the guitar player on that one. And interesting. I've had that CD for years. I think I got it in the 80s when it first came out. And I've been playing it in the car recently. And it's got some appeal. Some years later, shall we say. Also in there from Thin Lizzy's recorded, 1976, recorded at the Seneca College Fieldhouse, Toronto, October 28th, 1976, a cowboy song. And prior to that, also a demo version of The Boys Are Back in Town. It's called The Kid Is Back, instrumental version from that 1976 CD collection. I love it. It's an amazing thing. We're going to carry on with some more Thin Lizzy in a bit, but we're going to play some. We're going to change gears just a little bit with the English Beat, or the Beat as they were known back in the day, and it's a little bit of gear change. Always welcome. Always welcome. It's a track called Rough Rider from the album I Just Can't Stop It.